This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So in order to, I want to touch base and get some, you know, compare notes and on this patchwork of COVID-19 reopenings or whatever you want to call this. And to join me with this is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law and erstwhile antique dealer. Have you opened your shop back up yet?
No, we have not, but the beach is open, so I've been to the beach yesterday and today. It's lovely.
I bet you the antique selection on the beach is sparse, though.
But the seashells are lovely, the water is lovely, and there's actually surprisingly few people here. So the tourists haven't arrived, and I think most folks are still hanging out at home. So great place to exercise, breathe deeply, and contemplate what's going on politically.
So why hasn't you're not allowed to be open? Why haven't you been able to reopen?
My personal situation is just slightly tricky. I am a licensed attorney. And right now, whether it was the stay-at-home orders or these so-called phase-in orders, they are still punishable as criminal misdemeanors if you get even one thing wrong. And I'm just not willing to put my law license on the line for that in order to sell some antiques. The antiques are there. They simply get more valuable with age.
They're just aging, right?
And
they're just aging.
Yeah. That is correct. That is correct. And at the moment, it does also allow me to do things like concentrate on the legal aspects of what's going on, do some radio shows, do some writing, and really try to sort out this entirely new situation, you know, where there isn't a lot of legal precedent, and even the lawyers in several states are sort of scratching their heads saying, what are we dealing with? Very few of whom are considering constitutional law implications, and now we even have split court decisions. So I suspect we're really going to have sort of a greater legal conversation to come that isn't even yet really started. So could be some very exciting times on the legal front.
Well, I'm kind of thinking that myself, but let me ask you this. A lot of these guys are setting up things that they call guidelines, requirements, all these other things, but none of these things, unless I'm missing my guess here, I'm thinking most of these things, none of these things are actually law.
Executive orders have the same full force and effect of a statute. And it's the equivalent of a judicial decision, right? The opinion of a court is also equally enforceable. So, you know, I've kind of given up trying to comment on social media posts that say otherwise, because it's really frustrating when, as a trial attorney with, you know, more than 25 years worth of experience, somebody wants to tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about when I'm trying to say, listen, I'm just really wanting you to have a heads up here. You can say all you want that you don't like what a governor is doing, and in some cases what legislative bodies are actually voting on in states or counties, but that's not a defense at law. And no judge is going to take that into consideration if you're standing there, you know, again, defending these sort of criminal misdemeanor second-degree charges that the various states have accompanying these different stay-at-home orders and now also the phase-in orders.
So I guess my next question would be, for some of these companies, like, they've opened some of the companies around here, and some of these companies are genuinely scared. I don't even know if they, some of them aren't going to open, even though they're going to be allowed to open, because they're scared. But on the other hand, some of their practices they're forced to open under, like, I go to this gym, and when it opens next week, it's going to have a 35-person max capacity, of which five will be staff. Right. And they're all trainers, so they'll have five clients at a time. So that leaves 25 people.
Right.
So gyms work, I would think, under this idea that I go to the gym when when it's convenient for me to go to the gym. So they're going to be turning people away.
Historically, right. And we would have to do that even at our little antique shop. So a lot of your retail space works on a per square foot calculation. So for our shop, we'd be permitted to have a total of six. And outside the shop, we would have to mark on the sidewalk where the six-foot intervals are for people to stand in their little box and wait. We would have to ask people to be using hand sanitizer when they come in. We'd have to be enforcing the masks. And that's just not what I want to be doing, right? I am a lawyer. I don't want to be converted into a police officer. And for the town of Beaufort, which, as the listeners of Lock and Load know well at this point, for our town of East Berlin, Beaufort, North Carolina, when they handed down their phase one edict, it said in boldface type at the bottom of this one-page list of onerous and expensive things a business would have to do to open, it said that the Beaufort Police Department would be monitoring and would be watching for compliance. And I took one look at Kevin, who's my better half, and I said, I can't do it. You know, there's a lot of things I would put my license on the line for concerning the Second Amendment. It's not opening the doors of a retail shop. But that also means that us, like other business owners you're describing, we're 9 weeks without income.
Well,
that's a long time.
That's going to take me to my next point, and I don't have time to ask you the question and then let you answer it. What do you, and we got a couple of minutes here real quick. So what do you think, looking at the way the country has this little patchwork of things going on to reopen, what do you think of that?
I dislike things that are uneven. Because I tend to have a very compliance-oriented approach to advising clients and talking to the public when I'm doing lectures or writing. So the more variation you get from one town to the next and one county to the next, the lower your compliance rate is going to be, either because people opt out of frustration or because there's simply too much for a business to absorb and be able to apply, for example, a shop that has three or four locations, right, in local town, might even be in two or three counties. That's a lot for a person to absorb. And so I don't find fault that the emotional reaction is people backing up and putting their hands up and saying, I can't do this. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to study these rules full time. And look at both the potential incarceration plus financial penalties if I get this wrong. Let me wait and see what happens to three or four other businesses on Front Street and see if anybody gets pulled out in handcuffs first, and then I'll go from there.
Well, I get that part of it. Now, but as we're heading into the first break, and Paloma, of course, did move to Beaufort to get away from the rat race which pursued her and caught her in Beaufort. But when it does open up, what is the name of your antique shop again?
Oh, thank you. It's Downton Antiques. And we do look forward to meeting you, Bill. I hope you'll come up from South Carolina and we'll get a chance to sit right on the waterfront, look at the wild horses, and enjoy the real natural beauty that is the North Carolina coastline.
Well, I have to peer out over it over a face mask.
At the moment, you would be required to, and we'd be 6 foot apart. But I have a big voice.
Okay.
And I know
all right.
You do, too.
All right. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD. download at franklinarmory.com.
Home of the Binary Trigger, the home of Salus, Militia Line, Reformation, you know, Providence. Go check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. And here's a question I wanted to ask you, Paloma, before we went to break. So you're a small business owner, and you have not been allowed to be open to do any business. And this puts me in mind, I don't know if you've ever, have you ever seen Goldfinger?
Oh, yes.
You remember when Goldfinger has Bond there on the laser, and he's being asked, do you expect me to talk? And Goldfinger says, nope, I expect you to die. What's supposed to be the expectation for businesses that are not allowed to do business?
I don't know, right? I mean, I don't have a great answer to that question. The debate breaks down into a healthcare camp and an economic camp, and there's not a natural fit, thus far anyway, between the two. So even if I look at the metric for going from phase one to phase two to phase three under the White House Reopening America plan, which is on the website, easy enough to look up, and I compare it to several states, no one is really saying, you know, cap out at this percentage of the population testing positive, or this percentage of ICU beds being used for COVID-19 test positive patients in higher density metropolitan areas. It just hasn't been reduced to a mathematical science. You and I had done an earlier segment where we debated the numbers at all, right, and went over kind of those complexities of how many cases are there in the first place.
Right.
But on this phase, to me, you know, you really could get to a place where we're saying if the original goal was flatten the curve, so not to eliminate COVID-19 because we don't have a way to do that, but simply to stretch out, if you will, the exposures on the people getting sick so that the health care resources didn't get overwhelmed, then it seems to me we should be able to have a formula that would be uniform across jurisdictions that can easily be modulated between a county hospital or a rural hospital or even an Indian health services hospital versus, for example, a metropolitan area, so that we, the people, could tune into the news at night and we could say, okay, right now out of, you know, 60 available beds at the hospital for COVID-19 patients, 20 have patients. And out of the 10 ICU beds, we have no ICU, and therefore, okay, we can understand that we're solidly inside phase one and the population is doing okay, right, overall. But to me, where we're going to get lost quickly is that it's a very lightly weighted trigger. And so if you have a governor who's jumpy or you have a mayor like our mayor who's very jumpy and they want to pull you back to being closed, they're going to feel themselves fully empowered to do that because there is no objective metric. It's simply a question of, look at one of these phrases, you know, monitor, for example, is one of the active words in these multi-phase plans. Monitor.
Sure.
Okay, whatever that means. So the other dimension.
Do you want to know, what it means at the gym that I'm a member of?
When
I walk in, they're going to scan my forehead with a thermometer.
Yeah.
And then they're going to note that, and then I have to fill out a questionnaire every time I go in. And this is presuming I'm one of the lucky 25 that gets to go in.
And a questionnaire. Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, when I'm looking at this, this is a little bit too much nannying going on to me.
Well, and that's the other dimension for us as a business owner is, do I want to do the heavy lift to open? Because opening involves time and resources, too, particularly if you're going to try to comply. But what if you're going to shut me down in a week? So we started this week actually shifting resources and time into our website, which we hadn't done. It's been busy. And so we said, well, you know what? We need a website anyway. So let's get going on electronic and let's get an Etsy store open for vintage lovers. You know, we've got hundreds of followers on Facebook and Instagram. They're all over the place. They're all over the United States. They're not all going to come to the physical shop anyway. Maybe right. It's time to get on board with the modern electronic economy. So, you know, I think it's been an interesting week of not just us, but seeing also other business owners starting to make those kinds of adaptation decisions of, all right, this to me is still too fluid, too uncertain, not worth necessarily a business investment for a small business owner. How can I make my product get to market through other means that will meet my needs, perhaps medically, and also the economic question of getting some income generated for the business / household? And that's where I think a lot of the small business owners are going to net out.
I guess we're going to see. When we come back, going into the next break, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what I see from some of these states versus the other states, and I'd like to get your take on that. Now, if you're headed to Beaufort someday in the future, and you don't have to wear a mask anymore, and you can actually stand within 3 feet of somebody versus 6 feet of somebody, or nobody has to worry about measuring, you should go check out Downton Antiques. And just go see Paloma, because when you go in there, this is sort of like, you know, Paloma's an old Second Amendment. When I say old, you've been doing it for a while.
not that old, but
she's been pushing the Second Amendment edge of the envelope for quite some time in New York State, and she decided to escape the whole big city girl thing and become a antique dealer, and well. Somebody forgot to read that memo, and they've dragged her. It's like Michael Corleone. That's how we put it, right? We've gone the whole Godfather route. So, yeah, she tried to get out, and they pulled her back in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Allentown, Pennsylvania, visiting a distribution facility with a big announcement.
Today we're announcing a groundbreaking initiative to replenish and modernize our strategic national stockpile. The cupboards were bare. You've heard me say it a lot. When we came into this administration, those cupboards were bare.
President saying they plan to have 300 million N95 masks and 7 million surgical gowns by fall. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says top Obama administration leaders have many questions to answer about the unmasking of Michael Flynn.
There are a lot of questions that this unmasking revelation has created. A lot of questions need to be answered from Vice President Biden all the way up to President Obama.
Johnson speaking on Fox News, former Vice President Joe Biden's name was on that list as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Republicans are calling another Democratic-driven coronavirus relief bill dead on arrival. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling the House Democrats' latest more than $3 trillion coronavirus bill a totally unserious effort to fight the pandemic. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican said House Speaker Pelosi released a seasonal catalog of left-wing oddities and called it a coronavirus bill.
Yet it still reads like the Speaker of the House pasted together some random ideas from most liberal members and slapped the word coronavirus on top of it.
McConnell's saying the Senate won't even take up the bill, which makes it moot that the president says he would veto it if it reached his desk.
The Postal Service says they're reviewing package delivery fees they charge companies such as Amazon, FedEx, and UPS, a frequent sore spot between President Trump and the agency. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking to Paloma Campana, attorney at law. Okay, when you look at some of these states like California and L.A. County where they said, well, we're probably going to be locked down to sometime in August. Did you see that?
No.
You didn't see that?
I've seen other ones that talk about stretching into the fall, and North Carolina is talking about at least 4th of July, so... Yeah, there's a wide range. It's not next week.
How on earth is any of this sustainable? Now, I know why some of these states want to do it, because I think some of these states, like California, with their $27 billion shortfall paying pensions, they just want to drive themselves into a snowbank until they've got no money. And then they want to say, we got to be bailed out, federal government, and we're going to cover this, too, while we're at it. Thanks a lot. To where you and me now are paying for their pension programs that are unfunded. Same in Maine, where you got a $525 million shortfall of something. I get that part of the agenda. I understand that. I sincerely hope it doesn't happen. For the rest of these people, what do they expect to happen? Coronavirus is here. It's staying. It's like luggage. It's like it's like herpes. It's never going away.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never going to be a day where they get out there. And some of these states that are out there saying, well, we're never going back to the normal way. Isn't that sort of the pathway to disaster?
It's interesting to me we didn't do this on 9/11. You know, we didn't do this in so many other scenarios that I could mention.
Right.
The courts, though, the U.S. District Courts have actually started issuing rulings since you and I last spoke, largely in cases brought by churches, but a nice variety of states to really give us a sense of, you know, how might the federal judiciary look at this issue. And we're finding split decisions, not split because it's only U.S. District Court, which equals one judge, but split in the sense that various courts are ruling different ways. Generally, that gets constitutional law people all excited, right? Because then we go, ooh, 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 this is something that will make its way in all probability, statistical probability, to the U.S. Supreme Court, probably on the fall 2021 docket. Supreme Court's not even meeting in person. But now, for the first time in its history, you, me, and everybody else can actually tune in and watch oral arguments live. So if you get excited about the Constitution, there are some silver linings. But just to pull language out of those decisions, you know, what am I seeing over and over again, whether it's the Illinois decision, the Kansas decision? This is not about religion. This is about a public health crisis. Those two sentences seem to ring in every decision, whether it's the court upholding a stay-at-home order or the court striking it down. And where I think we've really failed is to define what is a public health crisis. And I'm not sure we've seen one this pandemic. Now, you can argue with me that part of why we didn't see it in a larger scale outside of New York City is that by flattening the curve, we did accomplish our goal. We eased the pressure that otherwise looked like it was back building that could have really thrown a wave right over the healthcare system and resulted in a higher mortality rate. And I think that that's a valid argument. We're going to have to go back and forth on that for a few years to come. But we really need to sweat out what is a public health crisis and how does it intersect with economic issues and other constitutional law issues. The initial reaction was what it was. We can argue we should or shouldn't have started it, but we did start it. We've got stay-at-home orders, but now here we are, a little over 2 months along, and the conversation needs to mature. It needs to advance itself. You know, 2 months ago I was saying to you, Bill, this is a national security issue.
Right.
Because we really didn't fully understand what we were looking at and how bad it was going to be. In the original estimates, you know, when a president is standing at the podium saying, listen, people are handing me numbers that could be anywhere from 100,000 to 2 million, that's a pretty huge range, right?
Right.
I get it. He's got to make a play call. He made it. Here we are. But if we ramp down off of national security issue and we say public health crisis, right, I'm not even seeing people at the healthcare systems level, now that we're not code red for ICU and patients and ventilators, I'm not even seeing this conversation advance to do we need to have state oversight of ventilator placement? Do we need more companies, you know, invested in producing ventilators on a longer term arc? Go to Marco Rubio. Do we need pharmaceuticals to be directed to be produced here in the United States of America as opposed to nearly 100% of our pharmaceuticals being produced abroad, right? So the conversation isn't going anywhere. The only conversation I see is should we throw another $3 trillion on top of $2.5 trillion? And, Bill, you and I are not going to live long enough to be repaying this. I mean, this is generational debt that we are entering into in the blink of an eye, as if printing money isn't going to turn us into Venezuela.
Right.
So at some point, America is going to have to become politically mature, or we're not going to have a market day like we had today where, thank you very much, investors, were towing the line and keeping us at or about that 23,000 mark so that, you know, most smaller investors and you and me, you know, with our little accounts, can hold steady at home, or we are going to start falling off a cliff economically pretty soon. Because I think Wall Street, you know, looking for progress from Washington. We saw how jumpy it was last fall concerning the U.S.-China trade negotiations.
Right.
Think how jumpy it is right now looking at another $3 trillion of national debt.
Well, you know, when I'm looking at this and I consider some of the things that are going into this, the longer this goes, the longer this goes, the more they're going to have to keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Although they don't have to do it at all, because this is the part that bothers me the most. Their whole thing was to flatten the curve to not overwhelm the hospital. Hospitals are not overwhelmed. They're empty. They're laying people off.
Yes.
Mission accomplished. Now they want it to where they have zero risk, which we've never had zero risk. We've never had zero risk. And nobody's dying of anything but COVID-19. You drop a piano on you, well, you didn't die from that piano. You probably had COVID-19. R.I.P.
I hear you, and I don't mean to laugh, because trust me, on a normal day of the week, we have all kinds of issues to talk about, including suicide.
All the time.
Getting covered. Nobody's dying of anything else in the meantime. I hear you.
All the time. We're coming up on the next break.
Absolutely.
And Paloma runs Downton Antiques in beautiful Beaufort, North Carolina. It would be really beautiful if you can get into it. I haven't even asked if they've moved the roadblocks yet, but we'll get into that in the next segment. When it does reopen, take the time to go check it out and go say hello to Paloma, because she got dragged back into something she didn't even want to be involved in the first place. And with that, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. You know, with what is it going to take with these guys? Is it going to be, do we need to get to the point where everybody has the antibodies? Is that what you think they're looking for? Or is all of that just sort of a subterfuge for just trying to break us down for this election with Trump?
I think that the earlier discussion around whether it's COVID-19 testing and test everybody or antibodies and give you a certificate because you have antibodies, but now we're not quite sure if that means you can't get it or how long it will be valid for. Anyway, I really think that the money is on the vaccine issue versus the other two. Again, it's, you know, what was the early conversation and where are we evolving into? And when you start drilling down into both the testing and are the test results 100% reliable, or you drill into the antibodies, who qualifies, do we have enough labs running it, you know, how much would it cost employers to require that for employees and so forth, I have a feeling that those are simply going to fall to the wayside as the phases progress. So let's just assume that we move from phase one to phase two to phase three and we graduate back into civilized society. I think that that will all fall aside. And what will really happen is capitalism is just going to grind its merry engine, you know, on its choo-choo train, because the money of this crisis is on who develops the vaccine and can they convince Congress that it needs to be mandatory and that every American has to step up and stick their arm out to get the vaccine.
Well, that'll start a whole other thing. But I mean, we have a flu vaccine.
We have a flu vaccine.
Well, we have a flu vaccine that only half the people take.
Right, I've never had it myself.
Okay, so is it the existence of the vaccine that we have to worry about, or is it going to be compulsory? Everybody.
I'm as worried about the compulsory nature of a vaccine hastily developed, albeit that this is America. I happen to be one of the few who say positive things about the FDA. So, albeit that it's America, it's still going to be fast. It's still going to be smaller numbers in clinical trials than I really want to see. If you're going to talk about inoculating the entire population of the United States, right, I want something more rigorous than what's going to happen in the next 18 months. So hopefully we get to the point of a vaccine. It's optional. And again, we can sort of grow this into our repertoire of other vaccines and other treatments that we have available. But then I circle myself right back to the national security discussion. Who's going to make that vaccine? Who's going to actually be producing it where? What are those materials? Right? So huge questions ahead. And what's really causing me to lose sleep, and I'm losing it at this point. I lost it a little bit the first week, and it kind of, you know, got myself into the new rhythm, right? But this week, I feel like I'm losing sleep again and getting slightly agitated and a little bit just testy that I just don't feel like the conversation is moving forward. And I feel like what I'm starting to see is just a lot of confusion and a lot of false starts and people going in this direction and that direction and some counties saying, well, we're not going to enforce the state order. And the state's now threatening, well, we're not going to give you federal FEMA money, you know, if you do that. So you've got a lot of sandbox behavior starting this week at all different levels of government. And that just makes somebody like me terrifically unhappy because I just feel like, well, then put me in office. Because let me tell you, there's a lot of work to do. And I want to see my elected officials getting down to the harder work of what are we learning during this period of time that we can apply to be stronger and safer as a nation going forward.
Well, I'll say this. The way that Trump needs to get out there, you know how that salon owner that got imprisoned in Texas and the governor stepped up and said, let her go.
Yeah.
Let her go right now. Trump needs to get out there and say, you're not going to be extorted. You're not going to, if you guys want to go for it, that's fine. Because, you know, what it boils down to, the way I see this happening right now, the way I see these things that are going on, this is a precursor to socialism light. And it's sort of like gun control where they, you know, they chip, and they try to condition us to get used to doing without less. And what we're doing without now is free will. And I can't stand how many people are just willing to sit back and just say, oh, I don't want to go out there without my mask on, I'm afraid, or I don't want to go out there and a bunch of people, or I don't want to reopen, or I don't want to, you know, the mall reopened, Paloma,
mm-hmm.
Mall reopened. I wanted to go buy me a new pair of Vans, and we have a Van store there, you know, the tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the Van store, and the Van store is still closed because of COVID-19. Because of fear. And some of the other stores that are open, I mean, all these lines and everything where you got to wait to get in and they're trying to, you know, keep control of space and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're never going to get to herd immunity if they do it. But the other thing that bothers me is that they're not enforcing all of these little rules I got. Like when these lines that are being created outside the door,
mm-hmm.
where's the 6-foot compliance police at? I don't see them out there.
Right, and that's where I think you really get these sort of three dimensions of fear currently that are starting to paralyze people, right? There's the fear of COVID-19, however you define that for yourself, your children, right, your community, your aging parents in a nursing home. But then there's the fear of government coming down on you, of actually getting arrested, right? This Beaufort newsletter that came with the water bill, right? Contains the sort of snitch mentality. It says, you know, many people are complying. And then it says, but unfortunately, some have not, right? If we start to see a significant increase in positive cases or an influx of people that are not taking this threat seriously, and I'm quoting this, we will not hesitate to increase our Beaufort measures to protect our community, right? So there's that fear, right? And then you've got the whole economic fear piece. That's a lot of fear. So it's not just this, ooh, you know, I'm scared of an invisible germ. I don't want to make fun of anybody who's feeling right now like they don't know what direction to go in. There isn't a clear line of sight here. I'm a girl who shoots 308 long. I live for long, clear lines of sight.
Yeah.
Right? There is no easy path here. I can't say to you as an experienced litigation attorney, go this way, young man. I am Moses. I am going to lead you through the parted waters. And on the other side, there is the most beautiful gun range that is now open that we can go to and we can shoot shoulder to shoulder.
Did you keep our skills sharp? Did you see the exchange between Rand Paul and Fauci in the Senate?
How did I miss that? No, I did not. What happened?
Well, Rand Paul basically told him, he said, I don't know that you are the end-all to this. And he pointed out that SARS and MERS, everybody with SARS and MERS had developed what had to be a 2 to 3 year immunity to it based upon scientific study. They've done no scientific study, and there's no real widespread testing. But he pointed out a whole bunch of stuff. I'll send you a link to this because I think you find this entertaining. I'm not a big Rand Paul fan, but this particular day he hit it out of the park. But before we run out of time,
yeah,
let's for those of you that one day this craziness is going to be over, and when it is over, and you take if you're looking for a very picturesque drive to go to, the North Carolina coast is beautiful. And sitting on the North Carolina coastline in Beaufort, North Carolina, is Downton Antiques. And there you will see a very relieved and happy, finally, Paloma Capanna running that shop. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks for the invitation, Bill. And a shout-out, Saturday the 16th, Armed Forces Day. Thank you to all the men and women of the military, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marine, Coast Guard. Thank heavens y'all are keeping a level head during all of this.
There you go. Thank you, ma'am. Hour number two is inbound coming up. Yes, ma'am. Hour number two is inbound coming up next. It's Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.